Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. I want you to get your Bible, get your notepad and a pen if you're able. Call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study God's holy word. Today we're going to teach a message entitled Christ's Righteousness and the Righteousness Christ Will Judge. The Bible said we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to be judged for the things done in his body, whether it be good or bad. That's what the Bible said. He's going to judge good or bad. So I want to show you in this lesson the type of righteousness that Christ is going to judge. Everybody think he's going to judge his own righteousness, but he's not. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteousness. He's going to judge the righteousness that you do, not the righteousness of Christ. We are made righteous by the blood of Christ, but now that we are righteous, we should be living a righteous life. Look at it again, 1 John 3, 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Matthew 5, verse 20, look at what Jesus taught. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of heaven. Jesus meant your righteousness. Let's go further and learn more about the righteousness that Jesus would judge. God bless you. And believe it or not, that's the righteousness he gonna judge. Okay. Follow me now. I'm gonna prove it. Okay. Now, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Well, I know the church want another easy way out. I know the church like easy stuff. This ain't no easy peasy church. It's the truth. We're going to stick with the scriptures. I'm going to do my best to stick with this book. Hallelujah. And what I'm teaching y'all, I'm doing. If I can do it, everybody can. I do it on my job. I do it with my wife in my home. I do it with my kids. I do it in situations of life. And some of them situations are hard. Okay. And some of them situations, sometimes a thought may come to do it the opposite way. But I make myself say, God, what's acceptable? What you want? And I promise you, I stand before God, I lie not. I do what's acceptable to him. You think God going to overlook that? He going to look at that. Now, if I'm in that situation and I say, God, what's acceptable to you? He showed me that this is acceptable and I do this. You think he going to overlook that? He's not going to overlook that. Okay. First Peter. Now, Christ just said, I do always those things that please the Father. If a person who say they believe in Christ don't live like that, then you don't really believe in Christ. You're just saying you believe in him. Because true believing in Christ is true living this book. All of the Christianity is another Christ, another gospel, another Jesus. Because the real Jesus is the scriptures we preaching. All right. Christ just said, I do always those things that please the Father. Right here in 1 Peter 2, verse 21, he said, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ suffered. And many times he suffered to obey God. He suffered. But the Bible said there was times he suffered so much until he dropped great drops of blood to please God. He would not displease the Father. And the Bible said, even hereunto were you. Why O you, humus, human, human, you, this is why you call. This is why you made righteous, that you should follow his steps. He said, I do always those things that please the Father. If we don't get to the place to where I'm going to please the Father in these situations in my life, then we are not following him. We are following what we feel is right and what we want to do. Make no mistake about it. Hallelujah. Now, Philippians
And then I think we're going to go to the old Philippians chapter 2, and we'll begin at verse 5. Now, he just said, I do always those things that please the Father. What he did first, before he made us righteous, he came and lived the righteous life first to show this is the example. Then he went and died, got me, you out of that death situation, and now put us in the same position he was in, because now we born from above. We have the Holy Spirit. He had the Holy Spirit. He had a natural soul, because that's what made him human. He don't have a natural soul. Now he have a glorified soul, spirit and body, but he took upon him flesh and a human soul and came and lived the life first, then went, died for you, brought you and put you where he started and said, now walk. And this is how you walk. And he said, when I was walking, I did always those things that pleased the Father. Now he said, you've been called to follow him. Now when you come into the situation and don't obey the Father, that's the righteousness he's going to judge. I'm telling you, I'm going to show it to you in a few minutes. I'm getting there. All right, here's another scripture. Let this mind be in you. This same mind's supposed to be in you. If you want to go to heaven, if you want to follow him, if you want to be, if this, look, either you're going to be the church or play the church. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let's look at the mind. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. And let me stop right here and interject this for those who may want to. I started out saying that nobody could come in this thing righteous in and of themselves. This foundation is Christ. Okay? And for anybody to think that you're doing something apart from what he has done for you, that's not it. I can't breathe without him. I can't walk without him. Okay? But even though he give me the breath, he gives me the health, he gives me the strength, he ain't going to obey him for me in my situations. Y-O-U-Y-E-Y-O-U-R, humus, human, you. Jesus wasn't joking when he said your righteousness. Now, we can try to think he was talking about his if you want to, but that ain't what the scriptures say. Now, we done made up a scripture. That ain't what the scriptures said. It says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery but to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, became an likeness of man, and being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Watch this, two deaths. And I know some people don't agree with this, but it don't matter. Under death, see, watch this. It said, under death, even the death of the cross. There is no way he'd have went submitted to the death on the cross until he made up in his mind, I'm glad I'm going. You got to die to pride first. You got to die to you first. And when you make up your mind, that's it. I'm through with Curtis. That's it. Whatever God say, then when the cross coming, ain't no problem. Go ahead. But if you don't make that death, you ain't going to make this death. So this scripture says, found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. It was two deaths there. Before you stand up and to get your head cut off if necessary, you got to first be willing to do it. You got to make the decision here before you make the decision there. Because if you don't make the decision here, you're going to might doubt here. It's two deaths. And to think that just because he died, you ain't got to die. Oh, Lord, where you find that at? Oh, God. Okay, now let's go to the old. Let's look at a few scriptures in the old. Now watch this, Deuteronomy. Go to Deuteronomy. These on the board. Put them up there, Nisha. Deuteronomy 6, verse 24 through 25. Now watch this. And the Lord God was teaching these people how to deal righteously with each other. And in society, why would he tell people how to righteously deal with each other and then not hold people accountable to do those things? And you know, in the Old Testament, they had plenty of problems because they were not born again. But Jesus said, I'm going to fix this problem. I'm going to cause you to be born again. Make you a righteous person. Now what's your problem? All right. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always. It's always for our good. That he might preserve us alive. If we do what he, do his statutes, he'll preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be, and it shall be our righteousness. No, it shall be Christ's righteousness. I can't change that scripture. Come on now. Well, we change it in our mind. The church changed it in their mind. And even though I preach this, and I'm going to go from scripture to scripture, some people still ain't going to go with the scripture. They're going to go with their mind. But you've been told the truth, and when you look him in the eye, expecting God, Jesus to judge Jesus' righteousness, don't be surprised when he judge yours. Okay? And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. That's you. Okay, let's go find something else. Old Testament confirms the teaching, okay? Deuteronomy 24:10-11. When thou doest lend, now he's talking about, you know, somebody done borrowed some money and God wanted them to righteously deal with each other. He didn't want the poor people to be handled wrong. He didn't want nobody to be handled wrong. He's going to require that we righteously, that we do what is acceptable to him in society, okay? Otherwise, the judgment seat of Christ don't make no sense at all when you really get on to business. It says, when thou doest lend thy brother anything, thou shalt not go into his house or fetch his pledge. Thou shalt stand abroad, and the man to whom thou doest lend shall bring out the pledge abroad unto thee. Next verse. And if the man be poor, he's trying to tell you what's acceptable to how you treat another human being, what's acceptable to him. And if you do it any other way, this is not acceptable to him, and that become an unrighteous act. Okay? And the whole point of Jesus dying for people is to make them righteous within so they can live righteous without. So they can live righteous without and make righteous decisions. In any case, thou shalt deliver him to the pledge again when the sun goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment and bless thee. And it shall be righteousness unto who? God said, this going to be righteousness unto you. If you do, this is what's acceptable to me. Now, if you do it this way, God said, this is going to be righteousness unto you. Because this is acceptable to me. This is the way I want you to handle this. Now, if you don't handle this this way, you can't expect Christ's righteousness to cause God to overlook that. All right, let's go look at some more. 2 Samuel 22. See, look, when we come to the New Testament and talk about righteousness, let's go back to the Old Testament and see the foundation of what God's mind was. Because everything in the New Testament and all the teaching of the apostles came out the Old Testament. All of it. Jesus, John 5:39, he did not say search the New Testament. Even though the New Testament is the apostles' writing and the doctrine of Christ, and we're supposed to, it is God's word. But let's be real. Jesus says, search the scriptures. He was talking about the Old Testament's writing. There was no New Testament writing when Jesus said that. But Jesus knew a new covenant was coming because he was coming to purchase the new covenant. But everything in that new covenant is, he says, search the scriptures to validate this. So we searching the scriptures. We searching the, here, these are the scriptures. You know why they're called scriptures? They was written on scripts. And so when he, now the New Testament was written on paper. It was letters, epistles. But the Old Testament, the prophets spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They spoke and they wrote it on scripts, skin. So Jesus says, search the skin. If you want to know if you in the wind of the Holy Ghost. If you don't search the scriptures, you don't know if you got your doctrine right. So let's search the scriptures some more about this righteousness that God looks at, that he knew these a lot of people couldn't do, and that's why Jesus went to the cross. Not to say, oh, the cross, oh, the cross, oh, the cross. You sit there and you don't do nothing but sin. And some of the same people lose their temper, act a fool, and talk about Christ's righteousness. Subject, Christ's righteousness and the righteousness Christ will judge. So I think people who are going to hear this message better get their business fixed, because the age is closing. And we've been fooled long enough by churches, by preachers, by things we thought. And now God making this thing simple, what he is expecting and what he going to judge. 2 Samuel 22, verse 20 through 21. All right. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. God, see, let me tell you something. That was Old Testament people that God delighted in, and they wasn't even born again. But he delighted in them because they honestly wanted to do what pleased God. And many of them accomplished it, even though they still had what is called a sin nature in them. And God, they pleased God to the degree, to as much as they could, and God delighted in them. God, if God delight in you, he has accepted how you deal in life. If God don't delight in you, he do not accept your ways. It says he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to Jesus' righteousness. That Old Testament is talking about the righteous dealing in your life, that the word say you should do it like this. And when you do it another way, that become unrighteousness. When you do it God's way, that become righteousness you did. That's the righteousness God gonna look at as a result of being made righteous. Okay? It says the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. He watched that you didn't get your hand dirty. You did. You chose not to do that. I tell, you know, people talking about, you know, I tell my wife, I go out every day. I choose not to lust. I choose not to be with another woman. I'm choosing that. Now, wait, now I'm able to do that because I've been made righteous. Okay, you've been made righteous. You can't go out and lust. You can't do it. It's impossible for you to be tempted. You know better than that. So it ain't God making me do that. I choose to do that. As a result of being made a righteous person, a clean person, and I choose to stay clean. Why are you doing that? And thank God for JESUS for helping me, making me able to do it. Now, I'm telling y'all, that's a righteous mindset. Because this other mindset, that Christ's righteousness is going to get me into heaven, I'm telling you, a lot of folk going to go to hell behind that mindset. As a result of his righteousness, I'm going to get into heaven based on me pleasing God and doing what's acceptable in his sight. Okay. Go to the next one, 1 Kings 3 and 6. Now, I can go all day, but I ain't going to keep you much more longer. I'm telling you all through. Go do your study on righteousness and right regard righteousness in the Old Testament and trail it all the way through to the New Testament and see what God's mind is on righteousness. 1 Kings 3 and 6. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth. David walked in the truth that he knew and in righteousness. David walked in the thing that was acceptable to God. And when he blew it and the prophet came in, David was convicted. David could have killed that man and still covered it up. David did what was righteous. He repented and said, this thing is wrong. God, hate it. I am sorry, God. created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. And God declared, this is a man after my own heart when he did the worst thing anybody could have ever did. God judged him based on his righteous life because of his love for God. Hallelujah. Okay, it, you know, when this go out in the air, okay, you don't believe you have to be do what is acceptable to God? Well, don't believe that you're going to get to heaven on Christ's righteousness then. But don't be surprised when this Bible is telling you that since you've been made righteous, you have to do righteous dealings now in life. That's what this Bible trying to teach us human beings. It says, and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him the great kindness that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. All right, 1 Kings 8 and 32. Then hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked, the people doing unrighteousness, doing things that is not acceptable to God. That's them people doing that. Why is it the people doing this, but it's not the people doing this? That's a good one. That's a good one. Okay, nobody, you can't do no righteousness. Well, why you can do wicked? Why is this the people, but this not the people? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Isn't that amazing how your mind play tricks on you? You know why? Because we want to believe these doctrines. We want to believe these excuses. We really want to believe it. But if this is a while you doing it, this is a while you. Okay? And it says to bring his way up on his head and justify the righteous. See, only God can justify you. But it's that person deciding, I'm going to be different. This ain't acceptable to God. That person has to decide that. God have to justify you. Justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. God justify you. God will come grace you with his presence and empower you to keep doing right if you just decide to do right. All right, go to Psalms. We're winding it down here. Go to Psalms 4, verse 5. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness and put your trust in God. See, we ain't talking about doing this apart from trusting God. That's the foundation. Calvary is the foundation. Now, because of Calvary, in your everyday life, you mean to tell me you can't offer to God sacrifices? Purposely ain't going to cut back in front of you because you cut in front of me. Not because I don't really want to. I ain't going to do it because it just ain't right. God looking at me. I ain't going to throw no bird up at you because you do one at me. Why? Because it's right to do in God's sight. God looks at that. All right. All right, this same verse now, I think. Look at Psalms 4, verse 4, and then verse 5. I think I got both of them up there. Do I, Nisha? I don't? Well, Psalm 4, verse 4 says, stand in awe and sin not. That's what Psalm 4, verse 4 said. Next verse said, offer to God the sacrifice of righteousness. It's a sacrifice of righteousness to God to just don't sin. Glory to God. Okay. Proverbs 16, 7. Got that one? When a man's ways, wait, when a man's faith, no, your ways, what you do, how you deal, God's looking at that. Jesus looking at that. Jesus died to make a person to walk right before God. Jesus died to make a person's ways please God. Why they don't please God? Why we can't do it? Oh, Jesus died to... He going to do it. Mm-mm. We're not robots. Adam wasn't a robot. If God would have intervened, we wouldn't be in a mess. If he didn't intervene for Adam, he ain't going to intervene for you. It's on you. And that's the righteousness he going to judge at the judgment seat of Christ. Because when you die, your works going to follow you. Why he got it fixed that your works follow you? Because it's the works you did that he going to judge you by. So, Brother Andrew, if you ever took up a bird in somebody, think back. Lord, when did I do it? Repent. No, I'm just fooling with you, Brother Andrew. I like to pick it, Brother Andrew. Brother Andrew can take it. Hallelujah. All right. Matthew 5, verse 16 through 20. We're going back to the New Testament. And I promise you, I am winding it down. Okay, we don't have verse 16 up there. Y'all read that. It talks about let your light. How did we get the light? Calvary. The Holy Spirit now is in us. I have light. Jesus said, I don't light a candle to put it under a bushel. I light it so it'll set it on the hills that everybody can see. What are people seeing? With you. How you deal. How you act. What do people see? I'm so excited about every day of my life letting people see. It's something to Christianity. It's something to some of us preachers. I purposely go on my job to show it's something to this. And you know what? You know what? Watch me if you don't think it is. Watch when my boss come out here and cuss me out one day. Watch, I ain't going to change. I'm praying to him do that, but if he do it, I'm going to take it. Because you know what? Before that cross come, I done already decided I'm dead to this cross. So when that come, see, you, if you don't die this death, you ain't going to be able to make it through this one. You got to consider it. That's why the Bible says, reckon yourself as dead. And then death ain't going to matter. If you don't reckon yourself as dead, it going to matter what you feel and what you go through and what people do to you. Okay? All right, Psalms 15. Psalm 15. Minister Augustus got me with this one. Lord, who shall abide in your tabernacle? Now, the Bible not lying now. The Bible not lying. He ain't going to sit here and say this and then let some dirty person abide with him. He ain't going to sit here and say this and then let some unrighteous, a person who did unrighteousness and believed in Christ's righteousness going to dwell in his holy place. Now, he ain't playing here. He really mean the person who do what is righteous in God's sight is the person going to live with me. And now that we've been made righteous, you have the ability by God to do it. And if you don't, you ain't really met the real master yet. But you hang around here, you're going to meet him at some point. You're going to have to meet him because what we teach here, you know, it's going to be tested.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. But I want to thank you for tuning in to the Someone Cares Ministry broadcast with Apostle Curtis Lewis of Refuge Temple. And I want to encourage you to come out and join us in some of our services. We are located at 10414 Mammoth Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Sunday mornings we meet at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our phone number is 225-243-9630. That's 225-243-9630. The Chief Apostle, Bishop Wendell Archie, or myself, one of us will be preaching in one of these Power Pack services, so we invite you to come out and partake with us. Want to encourage you to go to our website at www.someonecaresministry.org and tap into the audio page and get all the free teaching you like. Also, there's a link for the Refuge Temple Ministries in the cities and the states. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.